And at this point in the service, you're invited to rise for our prayers this morning. We'll, of course, uplift Brad Halesto in our prayers, as Brad has received good news this morning that the infection hasn't spread and that they will be able to clean out the wound tonight in the surgery, which is wonderful news, considering where we were about a day ago. And then also in our prayers this morning, we're going to also uplift Dick and Nancy Abernathy. The flowers are on they're for their 50th anniversary. Is that right? 58th. That's good. I was being very, 50th. Congratulations, Dick and Nancy. Beautiful flowers. Let's uplift them in prayer this morning. Let's bow our heads. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the peace of the whole world, that wars cease, and that people of every nation find lasting, perfect peace in Jesus, the Prince of Peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon all nations. For our partner in ministry, Zion Lutheran School, that the children take delight in learning about your creation and your love found in Jesus, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon our partners in ministry. For those who profess faith in Jesus here at Peace and in each church in Philomath, that the journey of the wise men inspires us to follow the light of the gospel, let us pray to the Lord. Let your light shine upon your church. For those who bring their tithes and offerings to this altar, that like the gold, frankincense, and myrrh of the wise men, these gifts be pleasing in God's sight and provide many blessings to his church, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon all who give. For those who lay down their lives for their fellow men and women, including first responders, members of law enforcement, doctors and nurses, and those who wear the uniform of our country, that they take shelter in the arms of our Savior, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon those who sacrifice their lives. For those who are sick and hospitalized, homebound, and for all who are sick in heart, mind, and body. Lord, especially your healing hand upon Brad this day, that you'd ease him and guide the doctors and nurses who are caring for him. Also for Amy as she travels and as she moves about in Haiti, that it would be a blessing to her and those that she interacts with, and that you'd bring her safely home. For Carly and the Smith family in the joy of Carly's baptism yesterday. For Randy, for John and Shelley and the health challenges they have had. Jean, Dylan, Kai, Bev, Ann, Nancy, Haley, Joel, Max, Dee, Wyatt and Charlie, Roman, PJ, Janine, Daryl, Don, Johanna, Rachel, Don, Raleigh, Roberta, Jennifer, Jan, Amber, Art and Sandy. That their lives be touched by our Father's healing mercy, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light shine upon those who suffer. For these and all other prayers and intercessions we have, that the petitions of our hearts may be known to the one who knows and loves us all, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, let your light lead us to you. In the name of Jesus, we pray.